Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The pitch. Alex swings, hits one high in the air to left. It's pretty deep. Going back is Gamble. Still going back at the track, at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. Gamble slams into the wall and falls on the track as Alec Bohm with a home run. It's his fourth hit of the day. And Alec Bohm have an afternoon. It's 8-1 Phillies.
And he came up to bat with a chance for the cycle, but had to settle for four hits on the day.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm, whose average, I guess that dipped him below 300, but he was up to 300 at that point. Been 299.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he has, he's been really good, and I give him a lot of credit because when he had the mishap where there was the bad defensive play and he said something to the effect of, give me the bleep out of here, I questioned whether or not he was tough enough to hack it in a city like Philadelphia, and he's turned his season around, man. He's been fine defensively, and he's been hitting the ball. So, they needed him. Phil's win yesterday. Sweep the Pirates. Mm-hmm. Now they are back up to 8 games over 500, 55-47. They're in the wild card. And the trade deadline's coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m., Mike.
Yeah, that series couldn't have gone much better. You know, I don't think I have any complaints about the series other than I think it was it Thursday night or Friday night? It was Thursday night.
The bad base running?
Yeah, no, when Familia came in and...
It made it
8-7. Yeah,
he was trying to do that again yesterday.
Yeah, so yeah, got that double play, get out of there. But yeah, they needed this series. I would have certainly settled for 3 out of 4, but you get a 4-game sweep out there, which is hard to do on the road. You know, 8 games over 500 right now, taking care of business, man. I mean, just taking care of business. They find a way to do no worse than split with Atlanta. The 2-game series, right? They got with Atlanta. You certainly can't lose both of them. But if you happen to split, who's our matchup, Jack?
Well, they're going bullpen game tomorrow against Spencer Strider, who dominated them the last time out. So that's not great.
Do we get Zach back? Is Zach going for the second game?
With the off day, I don't know.
Yeah, Wheeler Morton on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right, we'll take it.
We got to win all Zach Wheeler's games, seriously.
Yep.
I mean, especially if you have a damn bullpen game the day before.
If you wave the white flag, which is what a bullpen game's been for the most part.
Yes.
So encouraging.
Just hanging in there, man, and seemingly picking up some ground, some space between them and San Francisco.
Yep.
You know, they have their eyes set on the Padres. The Padres had better keep winning. Or the Phillies will find themselves in that position.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so much baseball left to go. They keep playing at this rate. You're right, Ike. I mean, who the heck knows? Right now, they are a game ahead of St. Louis, 4 games ahead of the Giants for that final wild card, only a game and a half back of the Padres for the second wild card. As we mentioned, the Braves are coming in here. They lead the wild card chase, and you know, they're up 6.5 games. So,
hard to catch them.
Yeah, they weren't great games. Some of the games were sloppy. They needed extra innings in two of the games, but they got the wins. I mean, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah,
they got the wins.
That's completely all that matters. I mean, the hitting wasn't there for two of the games, but you got better pitching than you were expecting.
And I saw Topper was yelling at Odubel in the. Was it bad base running, Jack? I didn't see what happened.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, like two outs. Obviously, you're moving on any. Thing and short hit a ball off the wall, and he didn't score.
He didn't score.
Now listen, love Topper with the accountability.
I do too, especially with him.
Yeah,
Double.
Right, exactly. So he gave it to him. So the sweep, the day off. The Braves are coming in. The trade deadline, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Ike, what is your expectations? What are your hopes, I guess, for the trade deadline for the Phillies?
Well, I hope we get a starting pitcher. You know, the caliber of a 3 or 4 starter. That's the way I'm looking at it. I need a little more insurance with Eflin. You know, when will he be back? How effective will he be? You certainly can't count on Ranger Suarez. And I'm thinking about the playoffs. So I'm thinking this team's going to be good enough to get in the playoffs. I need 3 quality pitchers to go to
they need a playoff starter at the deadline. I agree.
Yeah, so I need that at least. Because I like what this team is doing. I'm not going to jinx them and act as if it's a foregone conclusion that this is going to be a playoff team. But how can you not have confidence with they've lost the 2 best hitters in the lineup? And then immediately other guys, I mean, Schwarber took off as the power hitter in this lineup. Alec Bohm has taken off through the month of July. Reese Hoskins.
Man.
He became hot Reese again around the All-Star break and through the All-Star break. So these guys, if they were going to falter, if they were going to fall back and just wilt away like we've seen them do in the past, it would have happened. They've had every excuse to do that, and they're still fighting. They're still finding ways to win games.
Yeah.
So they look up. And you get Gene Segura back. You get Bryce Harper back. You make a move tomorrow. This whole
it looks totally different.
It looks totally different in 3 weeks from now.
And JT's been good recently, too.
JT's starting to hit the ball. Yep. So, man, they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there. Listen, like I said, I don't want to jinx them or anything. I feel pretty good. I think we get October baseball, baby.
I feel good, too.
Yeah, I think we get October baseball.
I just hope that, I think tomorrow you're going to see one of two things. You're going to see a real upgraded starter, or you're going to see a Roberto Hernandez or a guy that can just essentially come in and give you 5 innings
and
whatever.
Innings, yeah.
Yeah, because there's, I mean, Jack, of the guys that are being rumored out there on the market, there's a couple of rentals of guys that are like just kind of innings eaters. And then there's Noah Syndergaard, who, I mean, he hasn't been bad this year, but he's not the guy we remember in New York either.
No.
No, he's down. He's not striking anyone out anymore. He's also, they have a 6-man rotation, so he's like getting extra rest in between starts, which is kind of interesting. That kind of concerns me if we need him to go out there every fifth day.
Yeah, we don't have 6 innings.
Yeah, we don't have the ability to do that.
And you brought up Eflin. I'm just, and obviously the Phillies know where he is better than we do, but I don't know if you can count on him for the rest of the season. He's had this knee injury since last year, and he's never looked the same. So, you know, like you almost have to go in, and if he comes back and he's strong, then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack, where are the Phillies? What do you think they're doing? We're 26 and a half hours away.
Yeah, well, they can't bank on Eflin coming back. Like if he comes back at this point, it's like it's house money. I think you're gonna look for the center guard of Nate Eovaldi kind of starter and some cheap center field option. You know, like Jackie Bradley Jr. is linked to them today. He's like a great defensive center fielder that can't hit.
Right.
Obviously, he's Dombrowski's guy from Boston, so that makes a little bit of sense. But I don't think it's going to be one of these big deadlines that you're going to see a major blockbuster happen. I think they're going to look for marginal upgrades at the, little parts of the roster.
Yeah. Man, they are up to 2nd in the National League in runs scored.
Yeah. With Bryce Harper and like
Man.
You said, with Bryce Harper out,
Gene Segura
out of it. I mean, it's so true. They hit that point where I think they were 3 games over 500, and you wondered, this is the crossroads, right? Like either they're going to bump back up, or they're going to kind of stay, or even lose some more games. And they've recovered every time where you felt like they were at that crossroad.
Yeah, and again, if they were going to, I just think the team has a different feel to it. There's enough new faces. In that clubhouse. And quite frankly, this is where the fan base deserves a little credit. Because you don't just allow for poor play, for lack of hustle, for lack of care from these teams. You know, these guys, they have self-pride, and I understand that. And I'm not going to take that away from them. But there is something to having to answer to your fans who are going to hold you accountable in that ballpark if you put slop on the field. And if you give up on a season in July to where you're out there playing like dogs, yeah, you're going to have to hear about it every day, every home game. And so that's something in the back of their minds they don't want to have to listen to. So playing a certain way, by the way, Nick Castellanos, that little dust up, seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
Yeah, gave him a little something.
Seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
He's batting .380 since the Salisbury.
Since Salisbury, yeah. Seems to be hitting the ball pretty good.
Well, if we could just get him in a weekly fight with the media and everybody else.
And here's the thing. He can get hot for the next 2 months.
Oh, man, if he gets hot for the next 2 months, they're good.
It's not like we don't need it.
They need it.
They started to use it.
Yep. All right, this segment is sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. So, all right, well, there you go. Jack is in the breaking news booth, as there has been some trades made across Major League Baseball. Nothing involving the Phillies. We'll keep you updated if anything does happen. And, of course, tomorrow we get – I mean, one of the great things about being the afternoons is we get the trade deadlines during our show, but this goes the entire show, Jack. So it's 6 o'clock. So it's not the 4 o'clock, then we react. If nothing's done, then we move on. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that kind of kills it, you know.
Yeah.
So you can have, like, the lead up to it, and then if they do nothing. Now we get Giglio gets all of it? I mean, come on.
Yeah, we'd like at least an hour of payoff afterwards.
Yeah, well, we worked hard for that, you know, that afternoon. And then Giglio gets the payout? That's ridiculous.
But at least we got the breaking news during our show.
Yeah, maybe. We still get it.
I don't know. In a lot of the trades break after 6 o'clock.
Well, we got the Bryce Harper thing during our show, the signing.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been.
That was pre-me, so did it really count?
Oh, that was
according
pre-
to you.
I forgot about that. That
doesn't.
Was pre-you, yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. That does not count, Jack. It's like BC, before Christ, before Jack. I'm not going to say the letters.
Thank you.
Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We were at practice today. Jalen Hurts, so far, according to the reporters, has not looked great in practice.
Out in practice, they had the shoulder pads on today.
They did. Were they hitting?
Get my neck roll!
No neck rolls.
No neck rolls allowed. Saw some little thumping out there. It was a little thumping.
A little bit. What did you think of Jalen Hurts out there today? What did you see?
I honestly couldn't tell if it was just good defense. He's not forcing the ball. So when I see him get rid of it, he's getting rid of it to his backs, to his tight ends. You know, those seem like good throws. But if every throw or every completion seemingly is a check down or taking the ball underneath, I would have to imagine, while it's good that you don't make any mistake there, the coaches are also looking at the film and saying, you could have gone here with the ball or you could have gone there. Now, maybe on some of those plays there isn't anyone open. And that's what you do. You take the check down, right? We know quarterbacks can get in trouble not wanting to take the check down, trying to force the ball down the field. I don't know how much of which it is for Jalen, because we don't get a chance to look at the film and break down film. But it's rare that I think Elliott said it's 3 straight practices now where the offense hasn't had a touchdown.
Wow.
First team offense, like that's.
Yeah, the one throw I noticed today,
that's kind of rare.
He missed AJ on, it was kind of an out pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He missed him. He threw it too far into the sideline. It wasn't a good throw.
I know the throw you're talking about. Yeah.
But, I mean, there wasn't really, you didn't see anything downfield.
Which is why that one stood out a little bit.
Yeah, because it was like we could actually
like 15
see
15 yards downfield.
Yeah, everything else was kind of in front of the line or up there to where you couldn't really see what was happening.
Yep.
So, but the level of concern, Jack Fritz, for people out there. Let me see here. 64% say no. They're not concerned about the offensive struggles. All right.
Yeah, I would need to know the level of concern.
Right.
Like from on scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, I would say through the first five days of practice that it has been, I would say I'm probably at a 4.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Yeah,
it hasn't been a bunch of turnovers or anything of that nature. You're just saying, well, man, the offense pretty much looks like it's a vanilla offense.
Yeah, I mean, hasn't been impressive. That's I think that would be what most people would say was. I mean, I was talking to Jimmy Kempski, and he said, yeah, a lot like last year early on is what Hurts looks like this year. It's a lot like last year when he wasn't impressive.
Okay.
Heated up a little bit later on. Jack, what's your 1 to 10 level concern? Hurts right now.
Well, it depends what you think. Is this a Super Bowl team or is this a playoff team? If it's a Super Bowl team, you're like a 7 or 8. And I think that's, I think, because if they can't do it then.
Well, you're
now,
at a 10 if you think. Yeah. The only, the Carson Wentz jump, that's how they became a Super Bowl team. The Carson Wentz jump. And we heard in 2017 in camp that it's like, wow, he was turning heads. Jalen's not turning heads. And by the way, he's coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to talk to Jalen coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, Johnny.
Chucky.
What's up, Chuck?
Back, Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Good to talk to you, buddy. I missed you.
Hey, listen, no problem. Listen, let's not make things complicated here. You hear me? Remember last year, this is what we were saying. We were saying we could win multiple games. We could have won 2-3 more games if we would have ran the ball early, right? Okay, so now we got the opportunity to do that. We can run the ball, do what we do best, lean behind that offensive line, and we got some added weapons. You know, A.J. Brown's a bigger body. He can block better now. You know what I mean? On the outside, wide receiver, you know. And let's get the next year and get a better quarterback, man. You know what I mean? See, we can add about 10 or 11 wins if we start running the ball early. We didn't do that last year. Let's just do what we do best. Go out there with Miles Sanders and those guys and the offensive line and run the football and play good defense. You know what I mean?
Ike, what does that sound? Does that sound good to you? Do what you did last year, run the football and play defense? Because that's not what this year was supposed to be, Chuck.
No, Chuck is trying to say that's just the route we have to go.
Oh, I know. Believe me.
We have no choice right now. This guy is not this franchise quarterback you guys try to make him out to be. The guy is not that damn good. And if we try to go out there and try to fool everybody and throw the football, we right back where we were last year starting off slow. We want to start off fast. Let's do what we do best. Can nobody stop our running game? Nobody. With that offensive line, the running backs we got, Jalen is a good running back. You know what I mean? You got A.J. Brown outside, big body you can block now. We got a good team that can run the football, and now we can tackle about one or two more wins on our belt and be about 11-6, you know what I mean, 10-5, still be in the playoffs, and have a solid defense.
This actually sounds like
if team goes 11-6, you're going to get rid of the quarterback next year.
Hey, listen, we go 11-6, and it's in spite of him. Yeah, we're getting rid of the quarterback, because let me tell you something, Ike, it's like Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He can't get you to that next level, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we would get rid of him and get somebody here that we can start airing this thing out and start doing what the Eagles want to do, and that's pass the football. We're not going to do it with this guy.
All right, here's what I'm telling you. Before I start singing the praises of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch out there in San Francisco, I need to see Trey Lance be a good quarterback first.
Well, listen, hey, at least they're taking the opportunity with their young guy.
Yeah, and they may be wrong, Chuck. That's the point that I'm making.
But we're wrong. We could be wrong sitting here with a stalemate with this dude right here. You know what I mean? You got to take a chance in life. This guy is not the guy, man. He ain't going to get us to that promised land. I want a guy, when I look at these guys, Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen, those guys, I salivate all those guys. I'm tired of salivating over other quarterbacks. The guy, if he ain't the guy, got to get rid of him. Get us to next year. We can actually go out there and get the guy.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
Just to give you an update on Carson Strong. Two practices I've watched him. And let's just say he ain't got a shot at being the starting quarterback here anytime soon.
Well, listen. Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
He's playing with the backups, right? He's playing with the backups.
He was throwing interceptions all over the place
rightfully
today.
Rightfully so.
Yep.
Well, listen, man. You know, Peyton Manning threw a lot of interceptions when he first came.
Enough.
All right, bro.
All right, Chuck.
All right, peace.
All right, buddy. Yeah, it's just.
I want to give him a Carson Strong update.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not going well for her.
Yeah, let's just let Carson have fun on the practice squad this year, and then
let him develop on the practice squad.
We can revisit this conversation next year.
Yes.
And this feels like a topic for later this week, Jack. But like, will the Eagles come out and will the Eagles after camp say, you know what, like our best route to winning football games is by doing what we did last year. Maybe mixing it up a little bit more. And that, I mean, honestly?
Well, if they do that's a clear indication that he hasn't developed like they hoped he would.
Correct.
Yeah, if that's what the plan is when they come out, that's what that would say to me, is that they don't think he's developed as a passer, so they don't trust him to throw the ball as much. So now you have to run the football and throw when it's a surprise.
As opposed to, you're setting up the, the run as opposed to the pass.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Sam. Sam's in King of Prussia. Sammy?
What's going on, guys? Johnny Marks, welcome back from your time off, man.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate
it. Sam?
And I want to give a special thank you to Jack for putting me on hold for an hour and then going to Chuck when he told me I was next. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I got a couple things. And thanks for putting me on right after OG Wade and Chuck. I really appreciate that.
You got it.
I lost my train of thought for a brief while, but I'm back.
Get it back.
With the Padres, man, we're not going to catch up to them, I feel like, because they just traded for Josh Hader today.
Saw that, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, they gave up a haul, but they definitely got better. With the Eagles, unfortunately, I know we're up against it, so I'll just be quick. With the Eagles, I have them down to 6 wins now. I went from 12. I know, Ike, you'll be disappointed. I went from 11 down to 6 over the last 2 days.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Jalen Hurts, man, and I hear Jack negativity is like a disease.
It really is, yes.
So I need like a vaccine or something for it to go back up to 11 wins. We'll see how it goes through the weekend.
Awesome.
Through the week. But also the other thing is, if I could play a fun game for you guys right now, I wanted to play NFL suspension games missed.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Ridley, how many games do you think he was suspended for?
A year. 17.
A year, so 17 games.
Yep.
So Vontaze Burfict for targeting, how many games was he suspended?
6?
12.
12?
Wow.
DeAndre Hopkins for PEDs.
6.
That is 6.
6,
yep.
Okay. Montavis Bryant for weed, how many was he suspended?
A year?
Indefinitely.
Yep.
Josh Gordon.
That's multiple offenses, though, for him.
And with Burfict, too. I mean, that was in his first.
Yeah, exactly. He was a maniac.
He's a lunatic.
Josh Gordon, 25-plus. Darren Waller, 16 games for substance abuse.
Yeah.
And so Deshaun Watson, 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
So if basically what the NFL says is if you – and we could go over Greg Hardy. We could go over Ray Rice, too. If you go against women, basically, in the NFL, like, it's not looked at in that way. And I think it's disgusting. Like, I know, I'm sure you guys were going to talk about it later. But
yeah.
it just really rubs me the wrong way. Especially, like, 6 games is a joke. He settled 23 of those cases. Like, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Sure. Yeah. No. And Sam, we do get a run. But so this wasn't – and the NFL picks and chooses when they want to be hard on an athlete and when they don't. This wasn't actually the NFL. This was a former federal judge, Sue Robinson, that is the NFL disciplinary officer. Mm-hmm. And she came down with it. Now, the NFL can say, no, we don't agree with this, and we think it should be this suspension. They were trying to suspend him for a year. So it's not like Roger Goodell wasn't trying to be more heavy-handed with Deshaun Watson, but you had a judge who said, based on the evidence that's out there, this is what I believe the suspension should be, which is 6 games.
Yeah, and I know everybody wants to play judge, jury, and executioner with this whole thing, but there were 2 probes where they couldn't come back with an indictment to file charges. It's 2 of them. And now you get a federal judge who essentially says, while he may be wrong for doing some things there's not enough there to press charges or anything of that nature.
There's not enough evidence. The league was recommending a year.
Yeah.
She said there's not enough evidence to for a year-long suspension.
Yes. So and this isn't about trying to say he's innocent or guilty or what have you, but there is another side to this, right? Like, it's not just what you read and what you hear and this and that and the other. He has a side to this story as well. And there are people who actually get paid to investigate this stuff legally and decided not to press criminal charges against him. So I know that's one thing. So this is all civil. He's paying a price civilly. We don't know how much that is, but he's paying a price civilly. And even if they suspended him a year, I don't know what that actually would have
accomplished.
You know what I'm saying? Like, would that have satisfied everybody if he was suspended for a year? I don't think it would have.
I mean,
you know why? Because then it would have went to how the Browns set up his contract and he didn't lose enough money.
Right.
Right. Because then everybody would have pointed to how much money he didn't lose.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I'm just glad it's over.
I don't know what's right or what's wrong. All I know is that there are people who are paid to actually investigate this and do homework on it, not sit on Twitter and read quotes and react to it as if we know everything.
And they did.
They did it for two years.
Two grand juries and this former federal judge.
That's what I meant. Two grand juries. Yeah. Yes, they couldn't even come back with indictments on him.
Yeah. I mean,
so I don't know what else to say about it.
He hasn't been charged.
Yes.
I'm not privy to all the evidence. Do I think that he's a pervert? Yeah, I do.
He did something.
He did something. Of course I think he's a pervert.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know what.
My only point is, what's satisfactory?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't make me feel better or worse or anything. I just want whether is he playing or not, right? Like, that's pretty much it. So
And here's what I'll say. Whatever he did, he was wrong for it.
Yes, of course.
He paid a price financially. He's paying 30 people or however many people it is, right? So
20-some.
There are those people on that side as well that get some closure also to this thing.
Right.
They get some type of closure to this. I think the league wants to move on. He certainly wants to move on. And there have been other instances. My favorite player ever was in that situation. He didn't get suspended one game.
Yeah.
He didn't get suspended one game, and he settled.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean.
Right? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get in these situations, and.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to how long he should have been suspended.
Because there is no right answer,
right,
John.
Right.
Right? Like, if it was a year.
Then he's back next year,
and we're
still talking about him and saying this or saying that.
I just, like you said, I'm glad he's not here.
Xfinity Internet, for sure. Xfinity Internet's beyond gig speed fast, powerful enough to connect hundreds of devices at once, unbeatable internet with supersonic Wi-Fi. Go to Xfinity.com or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. All right, Jalen Hurts is coming up. Jalen Hurts, live from practice, coming up right after this. We sat down with the Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, if your summer weight loss plan's not working out as well as you hoped, well, hope's not a strategy. This is what you need to do. Contact NJ Diet today. They will contractually guarantee that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. So go to NJDiet.com. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. If you're not sure you want to do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. All natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods. And locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. Call them today, NJ Diet. It's 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.